In the quiet village of Upfield Common, 19-year-old Tallulah Murray and her boyfriend Zach vanish without a trace after a date night in June 2017. The disappearance is particularly alarming because they've left behind their 1-year-old son Noah, whom Tallulah adores. Her mother Kim wakes at 4:20 a.m. to an empty house and immediately knows something is terribly wrong. The morning after, Kim learns from a local barman that the young couple had gone to Dark Place, an imposing mansion owned by the wealthy Jacques family. When confronted, Scarlett Jacques, a pale, blue-haired college student, claims with unsettling indifference that Tallulah became ill and left with Zach around 3 a.m. But Kim's maternal instinct screams that something more sinister has occurred. When she requests to see security footage, the Jacques family becomes evasive. As Kim leaves, she notices a strange trademark symbol tattooed on Scarlett's foot, a detail that will later prove crucial. Despite Kim's certainty that her daughter would never willingly abandon Noah, the police initially dismiss her concerns, suggesting the young couple might have simply escaped their parental responsibilities. But Kim knows better. Something or someone has taken her daughter. 15 months later, Sophie Beck, a successful mystery novelist, moves into a cottage at Maypole House Boarding School, where her boyfriend Sean is headmaster. While exploring the property, Sophie finds a weathered sign reading, "Dig Here," with an arrow pointing down. Following her instinct, Sophie unearths a velvet box containing a diamond ring. Through locals, she learns about Dark Place and its connection to two missing teenagers. When Sophie shows the ring to Kim, now working at the local pub, Kim recognizes it as the one Zach had shown her days before vanishing. This discovery reopens the case, bringing Detective Inspector Dominic McCoy back to Upfield Common. Sophie's investigation reveals an unexpected connection between Tallulah and Scarlett, two girls from different worlds whose paths crossed in ways no one realized. The ring's placement suggests someone knows what happened and wanted the truth revealed. Flashbacks show Tallulah's life before disappearing, a young mother trapped in Zach's increasingly controlling relationship, where his once loving attention had become suffocating surveillance. Enter Scarlett Jacques Tall, wealthy and magnetic with her pale blue hair, oversized men's clothes, and heavy rings. Their connection begins with chance encounters and deepens at the college Christmas party when Scarlett pulls Tallulah onto the dance floor, momentarily erasing her post-pregnancy insecurities. Tallulah conceals Noah's existence, craving an identity beyond motherhood. When Scarlett discovers the truth, she adapts quickly, and their relationship turns intimate. After kissing, Tallulah realizes she's fallen for Scarlett, despite her casual approach to commitment. Meanwhile, Zach grows increasingly controlling, suggesting home learning, watching her suspiciously, even monitoring her baths. Finding an engagement ring, Tallulah knows she must end their relationship despite his merits as Noah's father. The night of the disappearance, Zach is unusually cheerful, planning his proposal at the Swan and Ducks pub. Tallulah plays along, thinking she has nothing to lose now by being nice to him. At the pub, she briefly wavers but firmly remembers his controlling nature. Following Plan B, Scarlett and her friends join their table. Zach takes a drug while watching Tallulah, and later everyone heads to a pool party at Dark Place. At the mansion, Tallulah retreats to a quiet room where Zach confronts her with an engagement ring. When she admits she would refuse and confesses her relationship with Scarlett, he becomes enraged, insulting Scarlett and threatening to take Noah away forever. As Zach storms out, Scarlett appears and strikes him with a bronze sculpture, killing him instantly when he crashes onto the granite floor. When Scarlett's mother, Joss, discovers what happened, she takes control with disturbing calmness, warning against calling police as it would mean prison for both girls and Tallulah losing Noah. They decide to hide Zach's body in a Tudor-era tunnel beneath the house. Joss serves hot chocolate that causes Tallulah to lose consciousness, She awakens, trapped in the tunnel with Zack's body, supplies, and a phone with no signal, wrapping herself in a fur blanket to protect against spiders due to her arachnophobia. Tallulah awakens bound in Scarlett's house. Joss and Scarlett insist she must leave with them, claiming police believe she fled with Zack and accusing her of his murder. They threaten she'll never see Noah again if she returns home. In Guernsey, Tallulah is held captive in a luxurious house. Scarlett provides amenities while convincing her that police are pursuing her for Zack's murder. When Tallulah attempts escape, she's recaptured and drugged, leaving her disoriented and mentally foggy. Sophie's discovery of the ring prompts renewed police investigation. She finds a YouTube video by Amelia Desperu showing what appears to be Tallulah and Zack's last night. Kim suggests it could be Mimi Rhodes, Scarlett's friend from the party. A breakthrough occurs when Sophie spots an Instagram account, Cherry Jack, showing a woman on a boat with a black smudge on her foot, likely Scarlett's TM tattoo. More shocking still, the account's followers include at Lexi Goes, daughter of Maypole House's residence manager, Carrion. Sophie discovers Scarlett's paintings in Liam Bailey's apartment, including one showing a spiral staircase with a metal lever. This clue leads police to a secret tunnel beneath Dark Place, where they find Zack's body and Tallulah's phone. Records show the Jacques family flew to Guernsey with an unidentified passenger. Investigators believe they took Tallulah and that she might be alive on their chartered boat. Days after finding Zack, Tallulah remains captive on the Jacques boat in the Atlantic. Though drugged, she hears military aircraft circling one morning. The RAF has located them, using coordinates from Scarlett's careless social media posts. Armed officers breach her cabin and confirm her identity. When Tallulah tries to stand, her legs give way. Officers carry her toward freedom. On deck, she sees the Jacques family being detained, their half-eaten breakfast a mockery of normal life. As the rescue helicopter lifts her away, Tallulah sees Scarlett mouthing, "I love you," through tears. She deliberately turns away. The person who once loved Scarlett died in that underground tunnel. Kim prepares meticulously for Tallulah's return. Expensive hair products, makeup to hide months of worry, wearing the navy dress from her daughter's vigil. Doctors warn that Tallulah needs specialized rehabilitation after prolonged opioid addiction. When Tallulah appears at the airplane stairs, she's thinner, her movements hesitant. Beside her walks Max, Scarlett's dog who became her comfort during captivity. Breaking protocol, Kim runs to her daughter, releasing 15 months of emotion. The night she disappeared reveals how love can transform into dangerous possession. Zack controls Tallulah by monitoring her movements, isolating her, and using their child as leverage. His abuse evolves from subtle manipulation to overt threats. Scarlett's love proves equally toxic. Despite appearing liberating initially, her crafted persona conceals a disturbed obsession leading to violence. The story demonstrates that true freedom comes from relationships that nurture rather than diminish our authentic selves.